They had become, perhaps, even more than friends. Kemi was like a sister. Don't let me lose my sister today, Benary prayed silently, gazing out into the demilitarized zone. Ghost town. I lost too many friends and family already. The recording had been turned off, but the distress call still echoed in Benary's ears. Help, help, in hell. What's that? Benary said, squinting at the planet. There in that crater, is that a natural structure? She frowned, trying to see more clearly. She could make out only jagged black shapes like ancient ruins. I'm not detecting any electromagnetic energy, ma'am, said Kemi. No radio signals, no movement. Let me zoom in. The lieutenant hit a few buttons, and the viewport displayed a larger image of the crater. Benary's frown deepened. It's a building, she said. No, not a building, a hive. It just looks like a pile of boulders to me, ma'am, said Kemi. In the middle of a crater? Benary shook her head. Run a heat scan, lieutenant. Kemi nodded. On the viewport, the image glowed, blue around the edges, reddish in the center. Trace amounts of heat, the lieutenant said. Maybe geothermal activity, a volcano, or life, Benary said. Warm bodies, she nodded. The distress signal came from there. Take us down, lieutenant, and be careful. Keep scanning the area. Scanning for what, ma'am? Anything, said Benary, her hand instinctively clutching her rifle. The St. Brendan was not a large ship, not a powerful ship, her cannons small, but she was stealthy and fast. All smooth black surfaces, she reflected and emitted no light. Highly advanced technology, most of which Benary barely understood, rendered the St. Brendan invisible to the best telescopes and scanners. As they sailed toward the planet, Benary kept watching the viewports, seeking. She wasn't sure what. Scum pods? The scum, foul alien centipedes had lost their empire years ago. They no longer occupied this space. Other alien ships? This was the demilitarized zone, forbidden for anyone to enter. Yet we're here, Benary thought. And down there on the surface in that strange dark structure, life. Life in danger. Life that calls for us. Life in Ghost Town. The St. Brendan jolted as they slipped into the thin atmosphere, a haze of carbon dioxide with splashes of nitrogen. Benary watched the surface stream below them, a black desert of boulders, dunes, mountains, and canyons plunging into darkness. The star maps simply called this place TSR-7B, too insignificant for a proper name. It should be a lifeless world, just a desolate rock like the billions that filled this corner of the galaxy. And yet, with a crackle, the Mayday recording came back to life, emerging from the speakers far too loudly, echoing through the starship. Help! Help! In hell, help! They're everywhere, they— The words morphed into a scream of pure agony. It was so loud that Benary started and the soldiers in the hold cursed. Sorry, Captain, said Kemi, flipping switches, and the speakers shut off, leaving an echo. I don't know why it just turned on like that. She shook her head, her hair bouncing. There's something weird seeping out of this planet. It's mucking up our instruments. Benary cursed inwardly, her knees weak. She pointed. Just so long as you can land us in that crater, take us down right by the structure. She had almost said alien structure, but she couldn't jump to conclusions yet. Perhaps Kemi had been right, just the jagged mouth of a volcano. Likely, here were just outlaws or adventurers who had ventured too far, had gotten lost in Ghost Town, had crash-landed on this world. Perhaps that was all, just a shelter for some lost, frightened humans where no humans should tread. Kemi directed the St. Brendan down into the crater. They hovered for a moment, then landed with barely a sound. For a long moment, Benary stood silently, waiting. The structure loomed outside the viewport. It seemed so much larger from down here, dwarfing their ship, a black edifice, all jumbled, jagged stones. A hive, she thought. An alien hive. In the deepest chasms of her mind, the scum still scurried, massive centipedes, larger than humans, leaping toward her. Her soldiers screamed. Her soldiers died. The claws dug into her and— Enough, Benary told herself. Stop. She inhaled deeply. You are a captain in the Human Defense Force. You are the commander of this ship and its warriors. You will act like it. Shoving the memories aside, she turned away from the viewport.